Welcome Green Patriots, Eco Warriors, Environmental Beginners, Democrats, Republicans, members of the Tea Party and the Progressive Left. This is Green Patriot Radio. I am your host, David Steinman, and I'm here to take you to the deep green. We have a great show coming up for you today. Well, we always like to talk about how the environment affects our health, and with us today we have Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He's a board certified internist and medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers, where he sees chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic pain patients from all over the world. Welcome to Green Patriot Radio.
Well, great to be with you, Dave.
Well, how do environmental toxins affect our health, particularly in terms of chronic pain, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue?
Well, basically, it's resulting in a widespread energy crisis. And those of you out there who feel tired or achy or in pain understand what I'm talking about with that. We have over 80,000 chemicals being poured into our environment. We get 150 pounds of sugar added to our diet each year. Sleep is down by a third. We've been told to avoid sunshine, which will be one of the most stupidest pieces of medical advice ever given. And all of these things are basically resulting in the energy levels in our cells going down. And when that happens, not just do you get fatigued, but muscles are like springs. They need energy to relax. When you don't have energy, your muscles get stuck in the shortened position and you can hurt.
That's really interesting. Now, isn't it true also that our sleep patterns have been so highly disturbed? You know, I think you've talked about sleep in the past with us, and with all the electric light, with cable news, it seems like, you know, with stimulants, coffee, alcohol, street drugs, medical drugs, it seems like also we're kind of burning both ends of the candle. That doesn't give us much time to recover from our environmental stresses.
Absolutely. The average night's sleep in the United States until 100 years ago, average, was 9 hours a night. And we're now down to 6.5. That's like a 30% pay cut for our bodies. In addition, iron deficiency, magnesium deficiency, result in restless leg syndromes, obesity from our diet and no exercise results in sleep apnea. So we have a major, major sleep deficit going on.
How prevalent is chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and then chronic pain, which must be a biggie?
Well, let's take a look. If we look at, starting with chronic pain, 1 out of 4 adult Americans has chronic pain that has not been properly treated, which is pathetic because as a pain specialist, I've treated thousands of people with severe pain, and I can count on my fingers how many I've not been able to get pain-free. It's not that there is no treatment for you if you have chronic pain. It's just that your doctor is not familiar with it. In addition, 31% of adults suffer from chronic fatigue. 2 to 4% of the population, and that suggests to be doubling, suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, where they've actually blown a fuse and they have the combination of widespread pain, exhaustion, and inability to sleep, which are the hallmarks of chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia.
And what do you tell people who are going through this? I mean, do you tell people to, how do you help them?
Well, the fun thing is that having had this disease back in 1975, I had what I call the drop-dead flu, and it left me homeless and knocked me out of medical school for the year. And I learned how to treat this disease while I was homeless sleeping in parks. It was like God brought the medical school to my park bench. I'd have herbalists and naturalists, naturopaths and energy medicine folks, and they would teach me what I needed to do to get well. And what we found is that using what we call the SHINE protocol, that's S would be sleep, H is hormonal support, I would be infections, N is nutritional support, and E is exercise as able. Our research has shown that 91% of people who have chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia can improve, usually dramatically. And to make it easy for people, actually, we have fibromyalgia and fatigue centers all around the country where the doctors know how to treat this disease. But on my website, there's actually a free computerized physician. I hold the U.S. patent for a computerized doctor. We needed to make it to treat this disease, where people can put in their symptoms and even your blood tests if you have them available. And it's called the Symptom Analysis Program, and it's free. We don't charge for it. It's at vitality101.com. It'll analyze all of that, tell you exactly what's causing your chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, and tailor a treatment program to your individual case that will show you how to make it go away.
So that's Vitality101.com.
It's a fun program to make treatment available for everybody.
That's Vitality 101. And the SHINE program sounds so basic, sleep. What do you mean by hormones?
Most people, especially with the toxins in the environment and for many other causes, with this disease have low thyroid, adrenal exhaustion, and even low testosterone and estrogen. And the blood tests miss the vast majority of people with hormonal deficiencies. So you want to use bioidentical hormone support, which really has a dramatic effect on helping restore energy.
And then I would be for infections. How do infections play a role in chronic fatigue and pain?
What happens, Dave, is that people with this disease have a poorly functioning immune system. Nutritional deficiencies, poor sleep, a host of issues, knock out our defenses. And when that happens, you get dozens of different what I call hitchhiker infections that jump on board because your body can't clear them. And like a pack of dogs, they drag you down. The good news is that if you knock out just a candida or yeast overgrowth, that's like the biggest dogs in the pack, and you treat with the Restoshine, your body can usually shake off these other infections. And there's a host of viral and other, even antibiotic-sensitive infections. But to get your immune system working with this, and you knock out the yeast, and these infections, your body knows how to knock them out.
And then we have N for nutrition.
Nutrition is an amazing part of health. I'm amazed as a physician at how many things, if we just give the body what it needs and get out of its way, basically stop making it toxic and such, the body can recover. So there's overall nutritional support. And what we find is a couple things. So people ask, what vitamin and mineral do I need? And the answer is all of them. You need all the nutrients. And people get tired of taking handfuls of pills all day. So there's a simple vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder. That's made by a company called Enzymatic Therapy. One scoop a day, one drink, replaces over 35 supplement pills, gives overall outstanding nutritional support. Another special nutrient called ribose. We just finished another study on it. There's 53 medical centers, 257 patients with CFS and fibromyalgia. This one single nutrient increased energy an average of 61% after 3 weeks. So ribose, Corvalin by Bioenergy would be one company, but any brand is fine. The one scoop three times a day or 5 grams, it looks and tastes like sugar. My morning drink is I throw it into the vitamin powder. People find that their energy gets turbocharged.
Now, you've also talked about some herbs in our magazine, The Doctor's Prescription for Healthy Living. In fact, you just did an article this month for us on a very important herb of commerce called turmeric, which is the source of curcumin.
It's amazing. This simple herb, which there's been almost 1,000 research studies on, but in the past wasn't helpful because you couldn't absorb enough of it into your body. This is the yellow spice in Indian food that makes curry. It's the turmeric or curcumin. But there's a new, what we found is that if you add the essential oils back in, you increase the absorption sevenfold, and now we have this amazingly powerful herb for pain relief. I find this, and the product I use, if you have pain out there, let me just make a simple, two simple statements. One, I don't take money from any supplement companies, so they don't pay me and I won't take money from them. I work as a patient advocate to let you know what I find works. If you want a pain relief miracle, get something called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Having worked in pain management using literally dozens of natural and prescription therapies over the decades, this is the single most effective pain relief tool out there. And it's new, it's natural, and it's amazing. I've just seen people with chronic pain where nothing, narcotics wouldn't help it. The curcumin, which is curcumin, boswellia, natokinase, and phenylalanine, just amazing.
And that's at www.curcumin.com. And this is a very highly bioavailable type of curcumin, which has been shown in studies to be as potent as a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug in terms of relieving pain without the stomach upset, I guess. That's
way more effective.
Yeah. More effective. More effective.
Way, way more effective in our experience. I mean, things like Motrin, arthritis medicines, they've killed over 16,500 Americans a year from bleeding ulcers. And the natural remedies are way more effective. But there's an important benefit to the non-steroidals, which is that they're very profitable. But outside of that, it's pretty much insane to be using them when the natural remedies are safe and more effective.
And
I'll just say, for those of you with pain, I don't care what kind of pain it is, you've been amazed that across the board, it's been just dramatic. Get a bottle of Curamin. Give it a try.
And again, that article itself is available in the Doctor's Prescription for Healthy Living magazine out this month in over 1,000 health food stores and natural pharmacies nationwide. Finally, there's E for exercise.
Mm-hmm. And exercise is as able. So if you exercise too much, you'll crash and burn and be in bed the next day. So I want you to go ahead and listen to your body. Exercise walking to the degree where you feel good, tired after, and better the next day. But then after 10 weeks on the SHINE protocol, you're going to go ahead and find that you can start to increase your exercise by about, you're walking by about a minute every day or two, up to an hour. Then you start increasing intensity. Dave, I'd like to mention, because we had talked about the boswellia and the curcumin, I'd like to mention a couple other quick things on that that I found really wonderful over the last year or so that have been coming out. That there's, if you add the boswellia, for those of you with asthma and colitis, which the environmental toxins, this is a major thing that's increasing people have more asthma, more colitis, try something called BosCure. It's an anti-inflammatory mix of curcumin and boswellia, and we have found for asthma and colitis way more effective than the other medications, too. So I just want to throw that out as an interesting thing that's going to help a lot of your listeners.
Jacob Teitelbaum, his SHINE program can be found at Vitality 101. That's Vitality 101. Check it out. If you're suffering from chronic pain, there are natural pathways that we have learned about by Thinking Green. And Dr. Teitelbaum, a certified, board-certified internist, medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers, is one of the world's leading experts on helping you deal with chronic pain, something that we all have to deal with at one time or another. Dr. Teitelbaum, thank you for visiting with us today at Green Patriot Radio.
Always a pleasure.